you know what? I've never seen a man look so scared about 10 seconds ago when the klaxon went down. Here, Hickey, Peter Hickman, welcome back to the Isle of Man, buddy. Good to see you here.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thank you. Enjoy it. First time at the Southern. Never been.
What do you make of it so far?
So far, so good. I mean, I brought the sunshine for you all because I saw you were struggling last night. But yeah, I've not actually been around the circuit even yet. So I've literally only landed really late this afternoon. I've only been here less than an hour, really. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Do you remember the mass starts at the Ulster Grand Prix down the fine kilo? That's what it's going to be like down there in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, to be quite honest. So and we can't ask for better weather, can we? It's absolutely brilliant.
How are you body-wise? All good getting there?
Getting there, yeah. Not all good yet, but I look it from the outside. But yeah, there's still quite a lot going on. I'm waiting to hear the last part of the scans tomorrow or Friday, which will then probably give us a bit more of an idea of how long I might be. So I've got some nerve damage in my arm, which is not brilliant, which is obviously stopping me from doing a lot of things at the minute. But yeah, overall, actually, bones-wise, not so bad.
Good to see you here, and go and enjoy it. Thanks, Peter.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Thanks for your time. Cheers. Good to see you, Peter. Yeah, Peter Hickman here, ready to go. He's just been in deep conversation with Marcus Simpson, so you can hear that klaxon in the background, and there's a lot more people around this evening. So, guys, you need to just watch your back. 85-18, they're all coming out there now. I'm going to get into their grid positions now. For those of you like Peter who maybe have not been here before, thank you, sir, just letting me through. They get their little holding area that they have here. Then what they do is... And then what they do is they get brought through into their respective pit box. They get themselves set up in the little holding area, so Parc Fermé, we'll call it Parc Fermé, that'll do. And they have to get a little grid slot, all right, so they'll all know exactly where they're going to be. They have a little sticker on their, like that'd be the headstock or maybe top of their brake master cylinder that'll say row number 3, position 5. So they'll count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they'll get their grid positions. So here we go, first race of the evening, green plated machines. It is, of course, the Mike Carouche Plumbing and Heating Lightweight Race. And we think about back to last night, it went very cold last night. A lot of people that I've spoken to have said how cold it was. There's Joe Yerdsey going through. Last year's winner, 44, Rob Hodson on the SMT Pattern. He'd be one to look for. Paul Jordan goes through 22, just getting a bit of heat in that front brakes. 37, 14, also young Lewis Arrowsmith and Preston on the Aprilia RS. Those Aprilia seem to be the popular bike. And at the back, you'll see a couple of guys in sidecars who are just going to have a little trundle round. So just keep a little eye on those guys. They've been asked and get special permission to go out. 65, Mikko Sweeney. Where did Mikko Sweeney finish in this? Fifth last year was Mikko. Michael on the lovely little Aprilia. There he is, Davey Todd. He was third here last year. He's on the Malenko by Padgett's Pattern machine. He gets it ready to go. Sure, pretty glad that his teammate Peter Hickman here. There's Dan Sale on the 250. You can hear the different notes of that machine there now as you hear that going through. And that will be about it. And then at the back, there will be sidecars. So the green flag goes at the back, which means we are just about ready to go. Don't forget, it is being streamed live on King of the Roads as well. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. Brings everything that you can want to road racing when it is live on your television. So sit back and relax. Get yourself into your position. Please obey the instructions of the marshals around this 4 1/4 mile motor Alpine circuit, because this one I think could be an absolute belter. And the travelling marshal is already making their way up to Hedges, up towards Ballacagan, and then they'll turn right at Ballacagan. And do you know what, the heat is so different tonight. The wind is exactly the same direction as what we had last night. As you look up the circuit in circuit direction, somebody just with a problem there, didn't catch who that was, but they're all right, they've got going, so everybody is nearly away. So the wind is the same direction as what it was last night. As you look up circuit direction from left to right, so blowing them down the back straight and conversely just into their faces a little bit as they go along through Great Meadow on the fast part of the circuit. It's the Mike Carouche Plumbing and Heating Lightweight Race. Let's get to Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, and we've already mentioned a couple of times Rob Hodson setting the pace, pushing towards his own lap record pace from 2022. But bear in mind as well, number one, Davey Todd, second quickest, and number 22, Paul Jordan, third quickest, both of them within half a second of Rob Hodson's pace as well. So you can imagine that if Rob Hodson has not brought his A game in this race, the likes of Todd, Jordan and Moore will be waiting in behind to pounce potentially as well. And looking a little bit further down, through the top 10 as well. Some of those have impressed as well. And if they get a good start off the line, who knows just how far up the order they could make it. Number 21, Joe Yeardsley, fifth quickest. Number 12, Barry Ferber, sixth quickest. Number 92, Jamie Williams as well. We heard from him earlier this week that the machine was running well. Number 23, Marcus Simpson, Paul Cassidy, two of the local guys. And then number 65, Michael Sweeney, who's been pretty consistent in and around the top 5 slash top 10 across the respective classes so far throughout qualifying as well. So a good all-round positive start for someone like Michael Sweeney out there as well. 11th quickest, Lewis Arrowsmith. 85, Andrew Hurd, 12th quickest. James Walsh, 13th. Lee Osprey, number 45, 14th. And Michael Bampton, 15th. Here comes the travelling marshal at the side to lap. There's Hodson, Simpson, Todd and Yeardsley. Then we've got Williams, Sweeney, Arrowsmith, Ferber, Cassidy and Jordan. 89, 85 and 45. Lee Osprey at the back of that little trio as well. First running the sunshine here, number 68. 18, Michael Bampton. There's number 77. That's Daniel Pearson, one of the newcomers. Another newcomer at the back of that little group. Number 74, Bailey Harker as well. Number 10, Andy Smart, running on the Super Sport class so far at the moment in qualifying as two more machines made their way past. There's the little 250 of Dan Sale, the Yamaha, the Falcon electrical machine. And a couple of sidecars on the way through now as well. You can hear the change in note on the engine there. Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulsh making their way through. Then we have Kirkup and Gash on the way through and the number 83 outfits are two sidecars there as two of the travelling marshals backing things up. So on this opening sighting lap, conditions are absolutely glorious around here. Just wonder what the track, well, road temperature could be like out there. Racing to come to you, Tim.
Yeah, just got the travelling marshal, perfect timing, just coming over School Hill Rise and into our view, machines of the competitors behind. Got all the little paddle boards on the fencing, just indicating where each row is. And marshals on this side of the orange bibs on and the yellow flags out, just making sure that their riders are in the right positions. Look, and the course has got the control for the lights as well. It's a big full field this is for a mass start at Boulogne. Davy Todd just flexing the arms and checking everything is loose for him. As more machines, you can see the sidecars at the back, and then we'll have the travelling marshals further back and the board about to go up. Waiting for the green flag at the back to be waved. As soon as that is, it'll be watch the lights, engage gear and watch the lights. Straight up with watch the lights. Reps are going up and away they go, and it's a good start by Davy Todd. Let's go to Chris Skinley.
Rob Hodson was the winner last year. He's on 44, he's on pole position, but is he at the front? Yes, he is. He's got to the front. It's Davy Todd and it's Joe Yeardsley. There you're top three, 44, Hodson, 21, Yeardsley, and Davy Todd in there as well on the Malenka by Padgett's pattern.
Well, there we are. There's a mass start for Peter Hickman to witness here at Boulogne. There is nothing quite like it in road racing here on the Isle of Man. Absolutely tremendous sight to see, and fairly full grandstand as well, and people all the way up and down the Castletown bypass. A good crowd. They've been brought out by the weather. I was in Douglas earlier today, and it was noticeable, especially when the ferry came in, awful lot of bikes were coming off that ferry. So it looks like this 70-year meeting, the Platinum meeting, is being really, really well supported. So they will be heading around the Boulogne course, of course, to get to Ballaberg, and then that's the back far away from us of the course, and head down Duck Street towards Bala Whetstone. Past the riding stables, past the entrance to Boulogne Mansion, Williams Corner, go past the old Gellings Farm and Boulogne Cottage and Maggie's Cottage, and then into the site of Rob Pritchard at Cross Four Ways.
Can hear the noise rising. Here we go, the first race, if you like, of the Southern 100, if we're not counting the races that were stopped last night. Here is number 44, Rob Hodson, lead the way from Todd, from Yeardsley, then Jordan, Sweeney and Ferber. Next up, Jamie Williams and Marcus Simpson, Lewis Arrowsmith and Paul Cassidy. Who's that? Lee Osprey, followed closely in tow by number 85, Andrew Hurd, the number 18, Michael Bampton, a couple of seconds, about 89, 68, 8, 10, 77, 74, any time for numbers there. Five more interview, led by number 98. That's Neil Connell, one of the newcomers there. Run eight machines through cross four ways. So it is number 44, Rob Hudson. We heard he got the whole shot going past Chris Kinley. He leads from number one, Davey Todd, and number 21, Joe Yeardsley, making his way up from the second row on this opening lap as the travelling marshals go past us, holding on to a top three position at the moment. But the likes of Barry Ferber and number 22, Paul Jordan, are closely in tow as well. So still anyone's game, particularly with those leading five machines. To you, Tim.
Yep, first riders emerging into view, and they're still at close quarters. Hudson, Todd, and Yeardsley as quick as that. There's number 12 just gone through, number 12 being Barry Ferber. It's a little bit of an issue with the screen at the moment, but 85 and 46 are through. There's 19, 89, two very close together. Dan Sale trying to get a move on as they go over the start finish line. 90 and 96 are through. 74, Bailey Harker, and there's the travelling marshal at the back of the grid. So Rob Hodgson, 2 minutes 31. My word, 2 minutes 31.287. The record for this race is 2:24, so the speed will go up. Of course, it was a standing start. Hodgson leads by 0.432 of a second ahead of number one, Davey Todd. Third is Joe Yeardsley. He's 1.2 seconds off Hodgson in the lead. Fourth is number 22, Paul Jordan. He's just 1.9 down on the lead. Fifth is number 65, Michael Sweeney. Sixth, number 12, Barry Ferber. Seventh, number 92, Jamie Williams. Eighth, number 23, Marcus Simpson. Ninth, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. And 10th, number 9, Paul Cassidy. Cross four ways, Rob Pritchard.
What's it going to look like on that duel? Two machines have made a break from the rest of the field. It's Hodgson leading Davey Todd, who's now got a couple of seconds advantage over number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who in turn has really moved out a gap. Who's this in fourth? It's number 12, Barry Ferber, moving up into fourth. And Michael Sweeney, number 65, in fifth. There's your first five through. Then it's number 92, Jamie Williams, followed closely by 23, Marcus Simpson. 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, number 9, Paul Cassidy. So on this second lap here, the field starting to spread out a little bit more as two more interview here. Number 22, Paul Jordan, dropping back and into the sights of number 85, Andrew Hurd. 45, the Osprey. Number 85, Michael Bampton. And number 89 on the way through, James Walsh. 8, Dan Sale. 10, Andy Smart. So as three more machines come through, just a report there. Rob Hodgson leading from number one, Davey Todd. We've just had a bike pulling over as well here out across four ways, a potential retirement. But those two just breaking away a little bit as two more machines come through from number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who in turn has opened up a gap to four. To you, Tim.
And this is closer, and it's a new leader, Todd from Hodgson, as quick as that. Then it's 21, Joe Yeardsley, 0.130 of a second between them. There's 12, Barry Ferber, and 65, Michael Sweeney in fourth and fifth. 92, Jamie Williams, 23, Marcus Simpson, Lewis Arrowsmith, number 14, and number 9, Paul Cassidy. They are in 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th position. 22, Paul Jordan just through in 10th. But it's 0.130 of a second that Todd leads Hodgson. New race leader, Joe Yeardsley, just 3.1 seconds back of the duel between Todd and Hodgson. So we got down to Cassidy and Jordan in 9th and 10th. 11th is 85, Andrew Hurd. 12th, number 45, Lee Ospreay. 13th, number 18, Michael Bampton. 14th, number 89, James Walsh. As more bikes go through. In 15th and up into 15th is number 8, Dan Sale, who put that move in at the end of lap 1. 16th is number 10, the newcomer, Andy Smart. 17th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 18th is number 74, newcomer, Bailey Harker. 19th is 37, David Glossop. That's as far as we can go. Robert Cross four ways.
Well, Davey Todd on that lap was only around 0.7 of a second off lap record pace. Here are your two leading machines. It is number one, Davey Todd, leading from number 44, Rob Hodgson. They're stretching that gap to number 21, Joe Yeardsley, who's having a bit of a lonely race at the moment in third. Next up, it's the battle for fourth, and it's number 12, Barry Ferber, followed closely by number 65, Michael Sweeney, on the way through. So Todd leading from Hodgson, then Yeardsley, then it's Ferber and Sweeney. Two more machines. Number 92, Jamie Williams. Number 23, Marcus Simpson, keeping him honest there. few bike lengths back, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, and number 22, Paul Jordan, moves ahead of number 9, Paul Cassidy, across four ways. Wonder if Paul Jordan has had a bit of a technical issue on that machine. He started on the front row, dropped all the way down to 10th, we heard, at the start of this lap, but he's made his way back past Paul Cassidy, the number 9 machine, as number 85, Andrew Hurd, comes through. Three more machines into view, but it is a two-horse race, it seems, at the front at the moment, with number 21, Jersey, dropping back in third, Dan Sale on the way through, and number 10, Andy Smart. To you, Tim.
Yeah, two machines again, very close quarters. And it's still Todd from Hodson. 0.177 of a second. There's number 21, Joe Yeardsley, in third. Two together here. Fourth is number 12, Barry Ferber. And fifth, number 65, Michael Sweeney. Barry Ferber got his quickest lap on that last lap at 102.5454. miles per hour, but terrific action there with Paul Jordan and Lewis Arrowsmith very close together. There's number 9, Paul Cassidy, through. So it's Todd from Hodson, from Yeardsley, from Ferber, from Sweeney, from Williams, from Simpson, from Arrowsmith, from Jordan, from Cassidy, and there is Andrew Hurd, number 85, in 10th, followed by 45, Lee Ospreay, 18, Michael Bampton, and 89, James Walsh. And there's number 10, newcomer Andy Smart. But Todd leads by a very, very narrow margin, 0.177 of a second. 5.2 seconds down on the leader is Joe Yeardsley in third. So it's Todd, Hodson, Yeardsley. Then Barry Ferber is 10.6 down on the leader in fourth, with Michael Sweeney, number 65, in very close quarters with Ferber. But Todd leads, but it's very, very close. Robert Cross four ways.
Yeah, indeed, they've been trading positions so far. Here are your leading machines into view. It's number 1, Davey Todd, leading from number 44, Rob Hodson. They're stretching that gap again to the field in behind, dropping a couple more seconds back as number 21, Joe Yeardsley, here in his nearest competition, also dropping back again. But number 65, Michael Sweeney, has moved up into fourth ahead of number 12, Barry Ferber, here. So that's a change at cross four ways. Michael Sweeney battling away with Barry Ferber. Ferber's been holding on to fourth the last couple of laps, but Michael Sweeney moving up to fourth at cross four ways on this latest lap. Here is Farkas Simpson, leading from number 22, Paul Jordan, who's got ahead of number 92, Jamie Williams, here. So Paul Jordan making his way through the field at the moment. Number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith, is through, and then number 9, Paul Cassidy, on the way through as well. So it is Todd from Hodson, just a sniff behind Todd at the moment. Joe Yeardsley dropping back a couple of seconds in third, but he's got a big gap to Michael Sweeney, who's upgrading himself to fourth ahead of Barry Ferber. To you, Tim.
Yeah, two together again. They can't be separated at all. It's Todd from Hodson, 0.220 of a second, which is actually an extension of the lead from the last lap. There's 21, Joe Yeardsley, here's fourth and fifth, and it is Michael Sweeney, number 65, now up into fourth, Barry Ferber, number 12, down into fifth. 105.445 miles per hour on lap two is still the quickest. That's just a shade outside this race record. So Barry Ferber, we've got to 22, Paul Jordan is up into sixth position now. 23, Marcus Simpson, is 7th. 8th for number 92, Jamie Williams. 9th for number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. And 10th, down to 10th now, number 9, Paul Cassidy, the very local rider from Castletown. So Todd and Hodson, they are in very, very close quarters now for four laps. So two-third race distance, three together here. And that was Lee Ospreay, number 45, 89, James Walsh, and 18th, Michael Bampton, there in 12th, 13th, and 14th. The newcomer, Andy Smart, number 10, through in 15th. So Todd leads Hodson by 0.220 as we head towards the conclusion of this race. Rob at cross four ways.
And both lifted up the pace to just under 2:26 on that last lap. Number 1, Davey Todd, still leads from number 44, Rob Hodson there. Not even another machine in sight at the moment. That's the gap that they're managing to open out to the rest of the field in behind them. Just, yeah, Todd and Hodgson both under 2 minutes 26 at number 21. Joe Yerzy going through. I think he's being caught on the road by number 65, Michael Sweeney here, and number 12, Barry Ferber. So I wonder, is Yerzy just struggling to maybe get the power down at the moment? He was dropping away from the front two, but he's being slowly roped in by number 65, Michael Sweeney, and number 12, Barry Ferber, who opened up a big gap to this man, number 22, Paul Jordan, who's moved ahead of number 23, Marcus Simpson. Following him, number 92, Jamie Williams. So no change in that order from the start finish on this latest lap. A few seconds further back is number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith here. Then the field starts to spread out, but it is still Todd from Hodgson. Still almost nothing to choose between them. But I wonder if Yerdsley's being caught in third to you, Tim.
Here they are again. It's still Todd. 0.340 as they get the last lap flag. It's indicated to them, and yeah, it's a longer wait for Yeardsley, and yep, he has got company. Here he is, Sweeney. So the gap between them is about 2 seconds. Yeardsley's still in third, number 21, but 65, Michael Sweeney, is hunting him down. And in fifth, it's number 12, Barry Ferber, and he's just a couple of seconds back on Sweeney. There's number 22, Paul Jordan, through in sixth. 23, Marcus Simpson, and also 92, Jamie Williams. 106.095 miles per hour for Davy Todd. So that's just a smidge inside the lap record for this Rouge Plumbing and Heating lightweight race, race number two. So we are at record-breaking pace once again here at the Motor Isle Boulogne course. And also inside that record was number 44, Rob Hodgson, who has now lost the lap record, full race record, lap record, to Davy Todd. So Todd leads by 0.340 of a second as we are on the last lap. Let's go to Rob at Cross Fourways.
Yeah, we wondered how long in this weather it would take to get record-breaking pace, and we've got that in the first race. Two together coming into Cross Fourways. It's number one, Davy Todd, leading from number 44, Rob Hodgson, who's looking up the inside here. What's it like on the exit? Do we get a chance to look? And I think it's Hodgson. Hodgson leads at Cross Fourways. Davy Todd just seemed to run a little bit wide there as he went out of view. A few seconds back, number 21, Joe Yerzy, who is definitely being closed down by number 65, Michael Sweeney. So the battle for third still on. Number 12, Barry Ferber, just dropping a little bit back. But Rob Hodgson, he had a look up the inside there, got the angle right. And Davy Todd just seemed to keep that channel open. And that went, forced him a little bit wide. A few seconds back now, number 22, Paul Jordan, in sixth place at the moment. So it is Hodgson leading at Cross Fourways. What's it going to be like later on the lap as number 23, Marcus Simpson, and number 92, Jamie Williams, come through? Will Yerdsley be caught by number 65, Michael Sweeney? He is closing in. To you, Tim.
Yeah, we look up the road, a few of the lower order riders there, and here is our race winner. It's Rob Hodgson, and he's 1.03 seconds ahead of number one, Davy Todd. So Hodgson with that move out there at Cross Fourways. What a battle here for third, and just holding on is Joe Yeardsley, and that's by, well, a fraction of a second. Unlucky. Michael Sweeney was charging, but it is Hodgson first, Todd second, Yeardsley just in third. Chris Kinley.
Wow, wow, wow. That's not a bad start to the day, is it, at all? We're going to get the story of this one. They were swapping places all the way through. We watch them on the big screen on the King of the Roads. Incredible, incredible stuff. Rob Hodgson takes the lid off, gets a pat on the back from his dad, Jim, and we'll let him settle into this. And Rob, he made you work for that. Well done.
He did, yeah. I got a good start, led for a bit, and then, just made a small mistake, and he came past. And then, I thought I'd just sit behind him until the last lap. I didn't have to do too much because he made a mistake at the same point I did into Cross Fourways. So I nipped up the inside and, kept it to the line.
Very similar bikes, though.
Yeah, both on patterns, you know. There's no
much between them.
There's no excuses for us, for either of us, you know. So it's good. It's good to reward everyone who's put so much time and effort into this bike, especially because they take that much maintenance and care, you know. So no, thanks to Robin Croft, SMT, Sean, Dad, Paul, everyone, Leon, everyone who's here with me, and everyone for, you know, cheering us along the way there.
Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
Very good. Well done, mate. Cheers. Thank you. Let's get to Davy Todd if we can, and. Davey, just a quick word, because obviously got more racing to come. You and Rob, what a belter, what a start.
Yeah, no, it was it was a really good battle. I'm a bit careful of what to say in these interviews anymore. I'll take it, and we'll do another race tomorrow. Try my best.
What about that? You said he made a mistake at one corner, you made a mistake at another corner, and across four ways. It's what this place is about, isn't it? Late break, and never mind the machines.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting the most out of this little machine as I can, and thanks to the Malenko by Padgett's team, they give me a great package, as good as they possibly can, and we're doing our best out there.
And your teammates here as well just scored him catching. He's not even been around here yet, Pete.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. When I wanted to come out here and enjoy the Southern 100 race, it's always a fantastic event. So I told him he had to come out here and support me, seeing as he's not got anything else on at the minute. So he's come out here and he's out here cheering us on. I need a job for him, I think.
Find him a job. Screen cleaner.
Definitely, yeah.
Well
done.
Find something. Thank you, Davey. Cheers. And Joe Yeardsley. Well, Joe, just on the podium. Little misfire?
No, what it was, we put another tooth on the sprocket, the rear sprocket, and went the wrong way massively. It was two-thirds of the way down the straight. It was on the limit, and I was having to roll off. And then on the side of the tyre, blown dip, and I kept looking behind me and couldn't see anyone. I thought, where is everyone? But I was having to shut off, and I've got a stiff neck from looking behind me the whole time because the lights were flashing, and I didn't want to blow the motor up. And then I seen Mikko was catching me, and I just revved the brains out of it till the end. So apologies if it goes bang tomorrow, but I had to do it.
Had to get back on the podium at Blown, didn't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's amazing. And big thanks to the team and all my sponsors for getting me here. We've had a lot of fourths this year, and it's the cherry on top to finally get a podium. So no, thank you to everyone.
Well done, Joe.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much. Brilliant stuff. All right, so I think we will just head in and get ready for the podium presentation, I think. And Mike and the guys are here. So we are ready to go with the first podium presentation for the 2025 Platinum Jubilee Southern 100. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big round of applause for Mike and Gemma Carouche. Gemma, you're going to go and do it. Are you going to go up? Off you go, young lady. Off you go. So take your instructions from Sir Miles Walker. Ladies and gentlemen, in third place, number 21, Joe Yeardsley. Well done to Joe. He gets a shake of the hand from Mike and from Gemma, and over the Aprilia he goes, and he'll also get the Foraging Vintners sparkling wine and the laurel wreath and the hat over his head. In second place, riding the Malenko by Padgett's Pattern, Davy Todd. So Davy puts his leg over the Malenko Padgett's Pattern on the top, on the second step there, and the winner, last year's winner, number 44 on the SMT Racing Pattern, Rob Hudson. Shakes hands with Joe, and also shakes hands with Davey, and with Mike as well. He'll get his red cap that he's got a couple of already. He gets the cap over it, and then, of course, Joe gets the helmet. Got to get that for the photographs and stuff. Get that up there. So there we go. The winner, ladies and gentlemen, third place, Joe Yeardsley, Davey Todd, and your race winner is Rob Hudson. So you're getting a good round of applause, and we'll hand back to Tim to tidy up this first race of the evening.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, so it was, we know the top four, Hodson, Todd, Yeardsley and Sweeney very nearly pipping Yeardsley into that third and final podium spot. Fifth was number 12, Barry Ferber. Sixth, number 22, Paul Jordan. Seventh, number 23, Marcus Simpson. Eighth, number 92, Jamie Williams. Ninth, number 14, Lewis Arrowsmith. 10th, number 9, Paul Cassidy. 11th, number 85, Andrew Hurd. 12th, number 18, Michael Bampton. 13th, number 45, Lee Osprey. 14th, number 10, the newcomer, Andy Smart. Well done to him. 15th, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 16th was number 96, Anthony Stephen. 17th was number 37, David Glossop. 18th was number 53, newcomer Ben Rainbow. 19th was number 95, Darren Duncan. And in 20th, number 41, Russell Brook. Those are your finishers. And, what an opening race that was. A tremendous dice between Hodson and Todd. Hodson led at the very beginning, then Todd led, but Hodson was in very close quarters, keeping him very honest indeed. And then we heard the move was made at cross four ways on that final lap, and that was enough to give Hodson a 1 second, 1.030 second win over Todd. The best lap went to Davy Todd, and it was a race lap record for this particular race, race number two. Todd, 106.095. That equates to 2 minutes, 24.211 seconds.